becoming aware of the body and the posture that you have chosen. And taking a few deeper than normal breaths just to begin the process of really settling in, feeling your way into this moment of seclusion and into the position that you've chosen to support your practice in this moment. And just as you've allowed and invited the body to really rest here and now, feeling points of contact between body and the support beneath you, whether cushion, chair, floor, bed. The invitation now is to allow the mind to rest on these sensations as well. So quieting the mind and perhaps allowing a particular experience, whether it's the breathing in and out, the sound of my voice, identifying an object of awareness to really support you in resting the mind. So as you breathe in and out, resting the mind on the sense of the next in-breath or out-breath, wherever you happen to find yourself in this moment, and just allowing the mind to ride the waves of that experience. And so as we allow our meditation practice in these few moments to support grounding, noticing the sense of the body in this moment and any way in which, as you do a gentle scan from feet, gently up through legs, torso, arms, shoulder and crown, just checking in to see if the body is fully present and at ease here, and if there's any way in which you might be assisted in fully arriving by perhaps placing one hand over the heart, one hand over the belly button, and breathing in and out. If it would assist, you might also visualize a place or a particular person in whose presence, a place where, or a person in whose presence you felt particularly safe, loved, supported. And allow the memory of that person's presence or the imagery of that place to infuse your body and being in this moment. Resting in the sort of inner memory that recalling that person or that place is opening up for you in this moment. So if it's a place, noticing light or the smells and scents of maybe something cooking in the kitchen, the sound of music in the space. If it's a person, the sound of the music of their voice or what it feels like to have their hand in yours. Remember, the body is holding these memories. And so whenever we need or might appreciate extra support and grounding, just opening up and inviting a recollection in the body, a remembering, coming home to the body in a way that is infused with what you already know about this experience of safety, of love, of nurturance. And so as we breathe in and out, remembering these experiences, as the images come, the sounds come, the scents come, breathing in and out and allowing those memories to support us and resting a little bit more, feeling a little bit more safe, at ease, supported, loved. And wherever you happen to feel yourself being impacted, feeling a little bit more at ease as a result of what has arisen for you in this moment of inquiry, see if you can expand that feeling of warmth, ease, softness, groundedness. So noticing where you're feeling it in the body and just imagining it radiating from that place all the way down to the feet, up to the crown of the head, and just resting in the sense of well-being that flows from remembering what you carry in the body as a resource, a reminder, an experience of loving support. And so as you allow those, and I invite you to let those memories or images dissolve. And you may continue having one hand over the heart, one hand just beneath the belly button. If that is of comfort, you might further place one hand beneath left hand, if you will, beneath the rib cage or around the rib cage, right hand around the shoulder, and just maybe give yourself a reminder of the container of this body, if that would support you in coming home even more fully to this moment. You might also rub your two hands together, and if you've got glasses, take them off of the face, or otherwise just place these warmed hands in loving contact with the face in this moment. It's giving yourself permission to come fully home right now. And some of us, you may be familiar with tapping practices, but just gently maybe tapping in the forehead region by the temples, really softly, or right above the eyebrows, right at the center. Just gently tapping the corner of the eyes on each side, just beneath the center of each eye. In various ways, you might just allow yourself to wake up these parts of the nervous system, and as you breathe in and out, coming back home, maybe releasing, relaxing the tapping, placing the hands on the thighs and just resting. So breathing in and out and allowing yourself to come home, to to the sense of this body made up of flesh and bones and skin. So as you allow yourself to settle into the body, remembering these parts of the body that have changed over time, but that are here. And as you breathe in and out, feeling the breath flowing in, and thinking of experiencing the body as elements. So breathing in the wind element, the body itself as earth element, the parts of the body that come together, congeal, flow, water element, the warming temperature, the heart that beats, fire element, that sense of intense heat when you have a sense of intentionality or commitment, fire element. So as we allow ourselves to come home to the sense of the body in this moment, allowing that establishment of mindfulness in the body to just be a bit of a support for feeling your way into a sense of belonging in this body in this moment. And feeling the support of the ground beneath you as well, as you arrive fully right here, right now. Now gently feeling the sense of breathing in and breathing out, and noticing the quality of feeling tones in the body. Noticing pleasant, unpleasant, neutral feeling in the body in this moment, at this time. And now, continuing to notice the quality of the mind as you bring awareness to your experience. This quality of mindfulness, what is it like for you? Maybe open, receptive, maybe alert, awake. So allowing yourself to come home to this quality of mind and noticing this mind and experiencing calm, ease, perhaps the absence of clinging, wanting things to be different, maybe just feeling any degree of contentedness in this moment. And if there are thoughts that are arising, noticing them and seeing if you can release them. And as you do so, noticing the mind letting go, and feel the pleasure of knowing that we can notice thought but not go with them, not take every thought where it might want us to go, but instead we can pause, release, and come home to this breath. So as we bring this meditation to a close, this experience of sitting with awareness of the body and moving through the four establishments of mindfulness: body, mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of feeling, mindfulness of mind, and just mindfulness of the different ways that the habits and patterns that we have around clinging, pushing things away, being confused, might be a hindrance to just being present, but just also noticing when that quality of mind is here and appreciating for the moment the mind free of hindrances to just being present and allowing ourselves to really ground in this awareness. And as we do so, seeing if we can just, if we're willing, open up a little bit of just choiceless awareness, just sitting in silence, feeling the curiosity, the openness of mindfulness in this moment. What's this breath like? And if there's any way in which sitting in silence is bringing forth any difficulties, any challenges, any difficult emotions, seeing if you can bring in love right here, right now. Compassion for your experience. Kindness. And as we bring this meditation to a close, allowing these phrases in the tradition of the traditional loving kindness meditation to be a support for your experience of taking this meditation off the cushion and into the world. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well in body and in mind. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be truly joyful, easeful, and free. Thank you for your practice, beautiful one. So once again, I invite you to experiment with practicing like this 5 to 20 minutes each day if possible. And certainly if you miss a day, no problem. Just check in, inquire about your intentions for the next day and begin again. Continue to explore the themes of grounding, arriving with intentionality, and orienting, allowing yourself time to orient to a space. Notice your habits and patterns around that and see if you can bring intentionality more to the fore over the coming few days between now and our next session. I look forward to being with you again in about 7 days. Be well until then.